This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, we have our friend Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, online with us right now to, well, hopefully disperse a little good news in the life and time of the Bundys over there in Nevada. Welcome to the show, Tim. How are you, my friend? Thank you for jumping on so quickly and on such short notice. We appreciate you. And what is the news coming out of the Bundy case?
Thank you. The report comes from John Lamb and Kelly Stewart, who've both been down there in Nevada and covering the trials for some time, and even before that, some things that were going on as well with the guys who've been, held up there for several months. Some of them just coming down, like the Bundys, the Bundy brothers, and some others from Oregon, back, what was it? Man, it was last year, like September, October of last year, they've been in Nevada, in jail there. And, well, we had good news, yesterday, that Ryan Bundy was released to a halfway house, so he was out of jail after, 18, 19 months in there, and he got to see his family and things, so that was good. So John and Kelly were given a report from what took place on Wednesday, and he said that they had a great day, that everything that was presented, the government basically couldn't object to anything because it was clear what the evidence spoke for itself. And some of this evidence that was allowed into the courtroom was not allowed in the first two trials. It was deemed to be irrelevant. And then, what was it, a week or so ago, there was testimony that came out from, a forest ranger, who talked about some cameras that were set up, footage that was taken. And the defense or the prosecution had said that camera was only up for a day, and it was actually up for 4 or 5 days. And several cameras were set up that the defense did not, they weren't privy to. They didn't get any of the information. And then the prosecution tried to cover that up. I say tried to cover it up, but that's my assessment. In the fact that they said, well, we talked to the people who operated the cameras and they don't have any recordings, which is just silly. I mean, we all know that if they're going to set up cameras, go to the trouble of setting up cameras, they're going to have recordings. They're going to have those things running. So anyway, the judge ruled that they had to turn over all of video evidence, any information on any agents that were on the scene. And so that was to be done, I believe it was by Saturday at noon. Anyway, some of this evidence that was released and then put before the jury included several things. Many of the people remembered the pictures of the BLM agents with their weapons drawn, pointing them at protesters, hiding behind trucks as though they were, under some kind of threat or something, but they weren't. Then there was other photos of BLM aggression and some other things that were submitted also. And there really are several bombshells that come out from...
Tim, can I ask you something, though?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a quick question? Per our conversation, can you... there's something echoing in the background there. I don't know what it is. But in saying that, can you... Are you at liberty to share some of the details in the conversations that were going off and on between the agents during that particular time? Or is that still privileged information? Is that concealed information?
Yeah, that's something that I wrote about some time back, and I don't know what's causing the echo, but it's something that I wrote about some time back. There was, from my understanding, some discovery that was made of BLM agents' body cams and audio and stuff where these guys were actually talking about what heads of cattle they were going to kill, what protesters they wanted to shoot, and this, that, and the other. And that information came from a couple of sources. One of them was Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore. I believe she's something else now. I believe she won another office, but she mentioned that was known. And as far as I know, they're not allowing that in court, which seems to me to be very relevant because of the testimony that comes from this government witness, witness for the government. That John made mention of, a Mary Ann Rudwell, I was trying to spell her name correctly, looking for it, but she took the stand and testified that the only orders the BLM agents had were to impound the cows and to give them back to Cliven Bundy, let him put them on his ranch and be able to sell them and pay what he owed, which... We also found out, this was another bombshell that was in there, the documentation showed he only owed about $8,800 in trespass fees, that's what they called them. And that was over 10 years. So it's not hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's not millions of dollars, although what we can say is just in the trials alone, it's been over $100 million that the government has spent to try to prosecute these people. And that doesn't include the impound deal. That doesn't include all the time they spent rounding these guys up, imprisoning them, feeding, clothing, and housing them in that prison system. And the American people are paying for it. And if this doesn't get the American people up in arms, and I'm talking about almost literally, nothing will. I mean, this is not justice. This is a railroad, is what it is. But she testified to that, and we know that they went far beyond that. We know they had snipers out around, at least two snipers out around the Bundy house 4 days in advance of what they were going to do. And we know the criminal activity of the BLM under Daniel Love, who we know has been found guilty of misconduct, and I would say criminal action, but the state of Utah, their attorney generals will not prosecute him, even though he stole things, evidence of which he was trying to track people down to charge them with. And in fact, one of the men I've written about several times killed himself because Daniel Love and the actual FBI guy who was running things in Oregon, Greg, and I forget his name right now, but he and Daniel Love were in on this guy, a Dr. Red. And the LA Times had a big story on that, and Dr. Red killed himself because these guys they were relentless because he found some little artifacts on the ground.
That's exactly right. Tim, talking to Tim Brown, sonsoflibertymedia.com, senior editor, talking about the bombshells in Bundy Ranch case, finding out Now America government witnesses confirm Bundy's claims. Why is nobody covering this except the Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com? We'll be right back on the other side, 1-866-582-9933.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking to Tim Brown, Senior Editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in, please do. Stick to topic, 1-866-582-9933. Giving you a little good news concerning the things that have come to the light. And the government witnesses confirm Bundy's claims. Tim, you know what's interesting? This reminds me of Ruby Ridge. It reminds me of Waco and how the media feeds the narrative to heighten the accusation laid to the innocent to justify the force that government uses. Until the facts are laid out onto the table, the American people then find out, and in most cases they don't pay attention to who is responsible for the crimes in the first place. But in this particular case, it seems like things are turning now in the Bundy's case.
Yeah, and you know, I talked with Pete Santilli when he got out, and he and Deb Jordan, you know, both think they have a very strong case there, and that the government is sort of tired and worn down and frustrated and everything, that they haven't been able to prove their case. In fact, with this new evidence coming out, that, like I said, they didn't allow that in the first two cases. I mean, these guys who were convicted, it looks to me like they could file for a retrial based on the fact that evidence was not allowed in their trial, but you know it was relevant, and the judge has determined that it is that. In fact, one of the things that is interesting here, I was telling you, the whole BLM's job was just to round up the cattle and bring them back to Bundy. That's what they were supposed to do. They weren't supposed to go in there with 300 armed agents, snipers, start setting up free speech zones, whatever that is. That's as un-American as you can get. Killing cattle, they killed a bunch of his cattle. They were never authorized to do that. Threatening protesters, acting violently towards them, tasing them, throwing Margie Bundy to the ground, and just, I mean, it was jackbooted thugs. That's what they were.
Yeah, provocation.
Yeah, and you know who paid for it? We did. We paid for it. We paid for that impoundment thing. We're paying for these trials. They're a farce is what they are. And
so one of the things that, again, that came out was, look,
I had people telling me, you don't know what you're talking about, Tim. He owed hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you know, they were right to do that. These, I call them, you know, they're King George followers as far as I'm concerned, because they're ignorant of, you know, what freedom is and what liberty is and what government's role actually is. It has nothing to do with owning land. And I've had people talk to me about the Louisiana Purchase and this, that, and the other, and I say, okay, you can't, they may can purchase land, but according to the Constitution, what's the only way they can really get it? It's through state legislatures. And once states are established, that, that land should be the responsibility of the state and owned by the people of the state. Not, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there should be no quote-unquote public land, except for maybe where you have institutions of government that the people are there. That's it.
Let me make this point. Let me make this point per our conversation a couple hours ago. First of all, it was only $8,815, and that's for over 10 years. Not millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars. Again, that was only there to heighten accusation to justify the means of what the government does to these innocent individuals. Putting that into perspective. What I also wanted to bring into this conversation, it amazes me that people don't realize that in this country, according to the Declaration of Independence, that spiritual document said Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, he was right when he said it. But it's interesting that our power and our rights are given unto us by God to delegate to those that serve we the people. How we've gotten to the point the government rules the roost over God is because of the ignorance of the American people, because of their evolutionary view of government, that the state dictates everything, that the federal government dictates everything. Wait a second. Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So whatever they are doing, we were the ones that are delegating or tolerating what they're doing today. And in America, what we need to do is set that record straight. That was my thought,
Yeah, I think we have to, you know, make a difference between delegating and tolerating, because delegating is what we did in the what our forefathers did in the Constitution. Tolerating is what we're doing now, and I think we're doing it because of our ignorance. You know, it's often been cited, you know, from Hosea that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if the people don't know the restraints of government and hold them to it, that's the thing, and hold them. We're hearing all kinds of stuff from conservatives today talking about, oh, this isn't constitutional, oh, this, but they don't do anything about it. They don't bring any justice to those who are violating.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things here was this witness had apparently said that the impoundment, you know, really was about environmentalism. You know, the environment is being negatively impacted because Bundy's cows are running all over this land over here. The soil is being trampled on. The desert tortoises are endangered. But you know what it really came down to? He didn't get a permit. He didn't get a permit. So here's what it comes down to. He didn't petition his master to put his cows on land and graze them that he had grazing rights to. Had he done that and got this little piece of paper, the environment would have magically been pristine. The soil would never have been trampled on by his cows. The desert tortoises would have flourished, and all would have ended with unicorns and rainbows. I mean, that's what we're led to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it, for anybody out there, you know, when you get into an issue of permits, I don't care if it's a building permit or whatever you're doing, you're basically saying, government, give me the okay that I can do with my property, with whatever I have. Give me permission to do that. Not that the government takes any responsibility for it.
Exactly. I want to interject, too. That was Bundy's father's ranch as well, was it not?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so it was fathered in.
For a long time.
That's right. So the question is go back to Daddy and ask him how many taxes he had to pay for permits concerning his land in which he had his cattle, and you can rest assured and find that he didn't have to do so. It was an excuse, is what it
Go
ahead.
Let's put something in perspective, too, because the people say, well, he didn't want to pay for it. Well, he tried to pay Clark County in Nevada, because that's who he believed was the jurisdiction that he, and nobody would take the money. So it wasn't that he was withholding the money and saying, I'm not going to pay for grazing rights or whatever. He was trying to do it. The problem is nobody even in the government, it seems like, even knows what they're supposed to be doing and knows their jurisdictions anymore.
Well, let me ask you this, Tim, because this is what's important. You just posted this morning concerning bombshell in Bundy Ranch case. Government witnesses confirm Bundy claims. I'm seeing some responses on the article that you posted just this morning. One of them said, Uranium One deal, anybody? See, this to me is as obvious as it gets. It really is. It said, Ed Burns said, Uranium One deal, anybody? Harry Reid, there is a uranium in them their hills. Russian Clinton. How come everybody's ignoring and not making the connection between the two? Because we have been bringing to the light and blowing the trumpet across the airwaves in the United States in 53 countries, Tim, for how many years concerning this situation, or how many months, 18, 19 months? A year and a half, and now people are beginning to pay attention to what this is all about, and I believe that's what's happening here, is their case is falling apart. How come nobody's talking about Harry Reid, Navarro, Barack Hussein Obama, the Clintons, and the uranium ore that's being stole from these ranchers? Because that's the real issue, and this is the great cover-up, is to blame them for the very crimes that the government is guilty of in this particular situation.
Well, sure, and they're not only stealing it, they're selling it to, you know, what
right.
they tell us, what they tell us are our enemies. So they're,
to support.
I'm concerned, they're giving aid and comfort to the enemy. They're traitors. They should be taken out on the step. They should be tried, taken out on the steps, and hung in front of everybody.
That's right. Article 3, Section 3, America.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right. Those things are there. We talked about what happened in Oregon. I mean, these guys discovered documents that linked all of that stuff up there. And basically, there are only a few outlets in the alternative media who even carried that information.
That's right.
And you can see that on Sons of Liberty, too. Just type in Oregon and Clinton and uranium, and you'll find it. And you'll find the information. You'll find out about the value of that land, how much minerals are on that. I mean, that's what the BLM is there for. They're like the dragoons who are guarding the treasure house, if you will.
Right.
You guys can be on the land, but we own all the minerals and stuff on it. We own the water. You can't collect any water, even the rain. But we'll throw you in jail. And you know, John was making mention of that one man, and I think we did the story on him. He just dug a pond on his land. It was good for the land. It was good for the animals. It was good for the environment. And yet they took him and arrested him because he didn't get a permit.
That's right. That's right. And they're fighting the accusation to the degree that people think they're lunatics now that aren't paying attention to the case, when in fact they're there trying to preserve our liberties. I was going to say one more thing. Ammon, he's still withheld, or he's still in custody right now because they said he's a danger to society.
Yeah.
Craziness. You got about 10 seconds. Can you?
He was tortured for about 13 hours at the hands of the guys in the detention center.
Is this crazy? Happening in America, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850.
Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E, and my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean One. Folks, because I didn't say it, I need to say it. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And it's a good thing. We follow the Christ here. Christ is King, period. He is the lawgiver, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's why we have the Mosaic institution. We're ruled by God, not by tyrants. And our forefathers warned us of the very things that are taking place in this country today. We have online with us right now Tim Brown, Senior Editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And he wrote an article called Bombshells in Bundy Ranch Case, Government Witnesses Confirm Bundy's Claims. Now, we know that one of the brothers has been released. We know that Ammon, is it Ammon, Tim? Is that what it is? Ammon or Amon?
Yeah, Ammon.
Okay, Ammon. And he is still being held in custody because he's a threat to society. And then right before the end of the last segment, you had said that he's been tortured. Can you expound a little bit, please?
Yeah, I think it was back in May of this year. If I remember right, it was after I was out there in January. And I referenced the video. People could see the video on the previous article I did, which was, I think, yesterday. Or the day before. But I, you know, we brought up the video where there was a phone conversation with him and he was explaining what had happened. And basically he had his shirt, it was hanging off the bed or something. And the guard wanted to take his shirt. And he wouldn't let the guard take his shirt because that was the only shirt he had. And if he didn't have a shirt, he couldn't go eat breakfast. I mean, that's what's at stake there. So he wouldn't let the guard have the shirt. And so they took him, and for 13 hours, he was put in a little 3x3 shower, naked,
yep.
Beaten,
and tortured. And if I'm not mistaken, but people could go read the article. I was thinking one of his shoulders was dislocated. I may be wrong about that, but I'm thinking that was what it was. Anyway, it was a long time that they had just tortured him over a shirt. Wasn't, you know, this dangerous society stuff. And this is what I'm talking about. Here are people in the prison system doing this to a man who's not been convicted of anything. Yeah. In fact, it bothers me that we think it's okay to take these people who have not been convicted of anything, stick them in a prison, take them away from their families for 2 years. You will look, if you're a Christian out there, you'll never find that stuff going on in the Bible. Never. If the government has something against someone and they want to prosecute them, they need to be ready right then and there to prove their case.
Speedy trial has meaning, Tim? Is that what you're telling us?
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, the prosecutor, I don't want to get too long here because I know you got other things to say, but the prosecutor is in print, and you can find this on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. He's in print saying they could hold them up to 5 years, okay, and it not even be a problem with the speedy trial reference in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're dealing with. They're mm-hmm. dealing with some crooked people. I mean, there is no nice way to say it. Stephen Myrie knows this evidence was there. He knows these things. He tried to shut them up. He put every motion he could to get any kind of evidence that was relevant to not only their stand, but to the constitutionality of the BLM, of the orders that were given, of the land that's taken. They wanted to shut all of that down, and they basically got it in those first two trials. So these people people can talk about conspiracy all you want. Look, you just need to have two people conspiring together to shut it down, and you've got the judge and you've got the prosecution working together to do that. Whether they have something nefarious behind it, they're just wanting to get a win or whatever, the point is they were trying to shut these guys up. They were trying to say, nope, you don't have a right to defend yourself with this stuff here.
Yep. Yeah. It's one of those situations, Tim, where you stand back and you just say, yep, it's really happening here. And again, when I think about what's going through my mind right now is the narrative the media throwed on the Bundys, or actually it's thrown on the Bundys, for the American people just to be appeased and say, well, just another bunch of lunatics, you know, the government's got a right to do what they're doing. That is until it happens to them. And that's usually what it takes. Yep.
Everybody needs to understand this is not just about the Bundys. It's not just about a ranch out in, you know, Nevada or for the Finicum family in Arizona or for the Hammonds who were in Oregon. This is about property rights. And everybody's got them. Everybody does. You know, God says, you shall not steal. That deals with property rights right then and there. And it nowhere in Scripture does it say government has a right to all the land and can charge the people the land. In fact, it points to it, and it says that comes as the people reject God as their king. Remember him telling that the king's going to come in? I'm going to let you have a king like you want, but here's what he's going to do to you. He's going to take your sons and daughters and make them work. He's going to take your land. He's going to take your horses. He's going to tax you. He's going to do all this stuff. So if you think any of that stuff's good, you need to understand those are the consequences of turning away from the king, the real king.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. What this reminds me of was we had a friend that was a representative out in the state of Maryland, and he used to carry a pocket constitution and the Declaration of Independence in his pocket. And when he was on the federal floor making some comments from those two documents, interestingly enough, the court recorder asked him the question on the way out. It's so foreign to the court recorder inside a federal government to ask the question, where did you get those comments from? What would you like to cite as your reference to the comments that you have made? And he said the founding documents, and he named them. And it's the same thing with the American people. They are so foreign to their own documents, to their founding documents, that when it's made reference to, it's almost foreign that, what do you mean? What are you talking about? The government's always right. They know better than we do. Wait a second. We're talking about American government, and we're talking about a foreign government. And we're seeing a foreign government at work today against American government. And again, keep in mind, we are the government, and what we see today is an extension of we the people. And if we don't deal with the corruption, sure enough, sooner or later, they're going to be coming knocking on our door, and we're going to be dealing with the same things those crazies you thought, because you were uneducated, were dealing with. Now it's our turn, and it's interesting how people, when they go to those documents, all of a sudden say, no way. Oh, it's so easy to understand. It's so clear. Tim, one of the things that you just brought up a couple minutes ago is the Sixth Amendment. The Sixth Amendment guarantees the rights that God gave us of criminal defendants, including the right to a public trial without necessary delay, the right to an impartial jury, and to know the right of who our accusers are. It says this: in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have the compulsory process of obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. And that yet was denounced. They were denied the opportunity, the Bundys were, to bring forth that evidence so the government could come in, foreign to American government, to close the case on a bunch of innocent guys that were doing nothing more than acting out the right that God has given them to be who they are on their own land. Tim, I'm going to give you the last minute here. You go ahead and close it out. And I got one more topic I want to cover before the last segment. So what say you in closing comments, my friend?
Well, it's not just the Sixth Amendment. It's the Fifth one, too. I mean, they're not supposed to be deprived of life or liberty or property without due process of law. And they've been, I mean, you know, when you get to the, you spend almost 2 years of your life in there, that is taking your life. It is taking your liberty. And of course, they took his property by killing his cattle. So these people can say what they want to, but you're right. It's pretty simple when you just read the words that are there. They're pretty simple explanations that pretty much anybody can understand, where, you know, our government's just gone astray. And, you know, sadly, some of you people who are listening, some of your idols out there, your favorite politicians, go right along with this. This one of the Fifth Amendment. A lot of you people like Jeff Sessions. He's willing to take people's stuff before they're ever convicted of anything. That's called
Let me go. Tim, unbeknownst to you, that's exactly where I'm going right now, my friend.
Okay.
So I'm going to cut you off right there. But it just shows you the Holy Ghost at work, dude, and I really appreciate the time. And thank you again for jumping on with such short notice. Tim Brown, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, senior editor, talking about, friends, go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just wrote a brand new article, and we have been talking back and forth concerning the bombshell in the Bundy Ranch case, where government witnesses are now confirming Bundy's claims. And why is that, America? Because for some reason or another, Navarro, Gloria Navarro, the judge that was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, for some reason or another, who never judged a case a day in her life, just opened the doors wide to say, bring it all in now. Is that because of public pressure? Is that because of the awareness to the American public concerning the crimes that this prosecutor and the BLM have been committing against an innocent family, namely the Bundys, in this particular situation? And by the way, I want to tell you, I'm very happy that Tim Brown has covered this. Because I want to tell you something, friends. I have seen Tim Brown over and over from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the senior editor, where most will look at it as a lost cause, I see Tim pick it up. I see it happen over and over and over again. It's like he looks for the lost sheep, and again, equating that to the lost cause. And he's willing to go back and say, no, this needs to be brought to the light. I believe much of what's going on today is because of Tim Brown keeping it in the light, America, where it needs to be, in the Sons of Liberty. Not giving ourselves accolade, but the bottom line is, facts are stubborn things, and Tim Brown is a responsible party for keeping it in the light. So I praise God for him, and I praise God for those that are taking heed to what's going on concerning the Bundy case. Let's see him freed.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Bradley on Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'll try to do my best to make this as short as possible. I've shared with you in the past. It's interesting, too, folks. We were just talking the other day about Judge Roy Moore. And if he is the Lord's man, which I believe he is, you are going to see his enemies begin to be exposed. And they're going to fall into the very pits that they themselves have dug. And sure enough, that's exactly what's happening. Look at these all these accusations. Not that they're all... all these accusations are legit, but the fact of the matter is we're beginning to see Al Franken just got popped. Actors are becoming they're coming to the light now for their crimes, and it's interesting the responsible parties for those that are literally pointing their finger at the likes of Judge Roy Moore are now beginning to become uncovered. That's just why it's a dangerous thing. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of Glory, Scripture tells us. In other words, if you look at what took place after the Passion of the Christ, after the crucifixion, 1,100,000, that's Old English, by the way, friends, Fox's Book of Martyrs, were crucified to the walls. And these are the ones that were saying, let his blood be upon us. It was the Pharisees and the Herodians that said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. And it's interesting, it was the good guys of the day that were responsible for killing the Christ and crucifying the Christ. Well, at the end of the day, friends, they had to pay the piper, and it's exactly what you're seeing happen here. Now, to take that over to Trey Gowdy, to Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz, the American appeasers, it's interesting to note that we have, again, the conservative of the day, yesterday's liberals, being appeased because, guess what, America? Trey Gowdy spoke up once again. Yep, he speaks up, but he does absolutely nothing about the crimes that are being committed against we the people. Folks, he's a Fox
in the chicken coop. He's guarding the hen house. It's exactly what he's doing. The fruit of Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Jason Chaffetz is the fruit of exactly what I'm telling you. It's all talk, it's all big talk, but nothing ever becomes of it. I want you to pay attention to the devil in the details. I'm going to play this audio from just yesterday, and this is Trey Gowdy confronting Jeff Sessions, if you want to call it that. But the conservatives, man, they got their hands up in the air praising Trey Gowdy. Look how he went after Jeff Sessions. Now tell me, does this sound like he really went after him? And again, pay attention to the details. Listen to what Trey Gowdy is saying in the process of his question and inquisition concerning the Attorney General.
South Carolina, Mr. Gowdy, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Attorney General. I want to cover a couple of areas, but I want to start with something that's very important to me. I think it's important to all people in this country of good conscience, irrespective of their political ideation, and that is the independence of the Department of Justice. And in my judgment, 2016 and 2017 have been challenging years for the Department of Justice. You know, the decision to charge someone carries with it multiple layers of review. There's a grand jury, there's a petit jury, there's a trial judge, there are post-trial motions, there's appellate courts, there are courts of habeas corpus, and then there's the media, and then there's Congress. But the decision not to charge someone does not carry with it the same corresponding layers of review. But in some instances, it's every bit as important to understand why law enforcement did not do something and why prosecutors did not do something. I'm not interested in relitigating the FBI's decision not to charge Secretary Clinton.
That decision, did you hear that?
Today, it's been explained, and I'm not interested in relitigating it. I am, however, interested in reviewing 2016 and 2017 with respect to the Department of Justice. And, Mr. Attorney General, there was a time when my colleagues on the other side of the aisle were interested in having some of these questions answered as well. It wasn't a year ago that some of my Democrat friends wanted Jim Comey investigated and prosecuted for a Hatch Act violation. That was 12 months ago.
This is all diversion.
And it was absurd then, and it's absurd now. But what's not absurd is when my Democrat colleagues ask, why did you decide to publicize one investigation but not another?
Yeah, this is dividing Americans again. Okay, Sam, that's good. This reminds me what I'm hearing right now concerning the likes of Trey Gowdy. Remember what he just said. I'm not interested in re-litigating Hillary Clinton. Just listen to what he said. The devil is in the details. Okay, so, hey, Jeff Sessions, I just want to let you know you're a team player. I'm high-fiving you right now. I'm just letting you know I'm not going to put you on the hot seat. Then he starts to talk about the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. My friends in the Democratic Party, again, dividing to only conquer. And I've shared with you enough listeners so you can understand that that is just unconstitutional. It's interesting to note that he started off talking about all these different courts. Well, that's good. I'm glad. But can I ask you something? Where does common sense come into play concerning right and wrong? Now, bringing you back to what it reminds me of is we took some time years ago and we went to a reporter named Don Shelby. And we had asked Don Shelby how he makes distinction between right and wrong. That's all we asked him. And he said to us, on film, if you like it, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store. It's called My War. There's 8 hours of documentation, friends. In public schools, getting kicked out for teaching the Constitution, going to those people that we're bringing you information on so it's not hearsay. That's how we do things here on the Sons of Liberty. So what we did when we asked Don Shelby the question as to how do you make distinction between right and wrong, you know what he said to us, America? He said, if you're asking me to be an arbiter, this is what he said. He said, if you're asking me, a journalist, to be an arbiter to decide differences of morality, he said, you're asking the wrong people. He said, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. Is that not what you're hearing Gowdy do through his actions, loud and clear? He's not an arbiter to decide differences between right and wrong of morality, friends? When in fact, when you go into a courtroom, that's why you see Moses on the wall, and that's why they put their hand on the Bible and swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, holding up their right hand, because if they don't, they're lying. That's a violation of the Ninth Commandment. Thou shalt not lie, Exodus 20. And when you ask guys like these appeasers, Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz, what's right and wrong, you always see them lean into that which is wrong. And I can go from A to Z concerning what exactly I'm talking about here. Folks, soft judges create hardened criminals. And it's just that what the American politicians have become. Hardened criminals towards the American institution of our constitutional republic. Again, Article 4, Section 4, U.S. Constitution. I mean, from Fast and Furious to Benghazi, the IRS scandal up to the Clinton email scandals. He just made reference to that yesterday. I mean, the list of appeasement towards crime goes on and on when it comes to prosecuting their own. How many have been prosecuted, America? I just named a handful. The tip of the iceberg. Fast and Furious. Benghazi. The IRS scandal. The 1,183 transgressions of the President of the United States of America. Where has Trey Gowdy, where has Daryl Issa or Jason Chaffetz brought forth any fruit and satisfaction concerning the violation of those corrupt politicians in American government? How many have been prosecuted? How many indictments were delivered by the American people to those that, again, have committed crimes against we the people? See, but America, the show goes on and on and on and on. It's all talk when it comes to Gowdy. It's all talk when it comes to ISA. It's all talk when it comes to Jason Chaffetz. As a matter of fact, I can tell you firsthand of experience concerning three of them. And guess what? I just said three names. Matter of fact, concerning Extortion 17, many believe that Jason was used to cover up the crimes of the Obama administration towards our Navy SEALs. I mean, just think about this, America, as to what's going on here. Again, I want to ask you the question. How many of the criminals, through all of these scandals that continuously come to the light, have been prosecuted by the likes of any one of these three? Gowdy, Issa, or Chaffetz? That's all I want to know. Because, again, I see the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, just jumping all over every time big, bad Trey Gowdy opens his little mouth. I mean, he's impotent, friends. He talks big, but he doesn't have anything behind it. He's not doing his job. We've had him on the radio show. And it's interesting to note, friends, even first count ear witnesses of how this guy likes to seem to cover up his tracks and what he does and how he does it. And they like to keep him out in front, don't they, America? And the reason he's out in front is because they know that the American people accept his big talk with no action. America, that should tell you a whole lot about who you are and what you accept. And it's time again to set this right, because soft judges create hardened criminals. We don't need that.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.